Previously on Patio Lanterns.
You can do this, Ryan. Kurt needs you right now. Kurt, man, how you holding up?
Hanging in there, I guess. Thanks for coming, man.
Of course, man. You're my best friend. Had to be there for you.
I appreciate it, Ryan. It's been rough.
You're going to tell me what happened?
It's a long story, but I messed up big time. I got involved with the wrong crowd and things spiraled out of control. And here I am now in the juvenile detention center.
Yeah, you don't have to go into details if you're not ready, man. Just know that I'm here for you. No matter what.
Thanks, man. But I do want to get into the details. Remember how my girlfriend blasted me last week for being seen with that chick at the party? That
bitch, yeah.
It was all a cover. She's having quintuplets. And I'm not the father.
Oh, my God. Who's the dad?
Here's the kicker. That new kid, you know, the one from the other side of the tracks?
Yeah.
Looks like he crawled out of a sewer, but he's mysteriously handsome.
Well, fuck that guy.
Yeah. That's what I said. Once I found out, I went over to this kid's house. And when he answered the door, I just squeezed. I wrang his neck. I strangled him until there was nothing left in his eyes. He had black eyes, like a doll's eyes.
You're saying you killed him?
Oh, no. They said his drunk uncle pulled me off of him. I don't really remember, to be honest. Something got a hold of me. They said he's okay, but he's still recovering, and he may never speak again. Not because he can't, but because he's afraid. I never thought I'd end up here, you know?
Yeah, man. Like, sometimes life takes us down unexpected paths. And, you know, the important thing is that you take responsibility for your actions and learn from it.
Yeah, I know. I just wish I'd made better choices.
Hey, it's too late to turn things around. You're still young. You have your whole life ahead of you. You know, I'll own this, Kurt. I'll promise I'll support you every step of the way, man.
Thank you, Ryan. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Man, you know, friends stick together, right? Now let's focus on the future. What do you want to do after this?
You know, I've been thinking about getting my life back together, getting it back on track, finishing school, and maybe doing something creative like photography or filmmaking or podcasting.
Yeah, that sounds amazing, man. You know, pursue those passions, Kurt. I believe in you.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I peace of mind.
And scene. That's it. Patio Lanterns Hive, part 3.
Wow.
When you stood up, I was, it looks so ridiculous. You're like off screen. We're back here. We're live streaming. You can see it right on the banner, folks. So thanks for tuning in again. This has been fun. If you're listening, follow us on Instagram, at PL Podcast. You might see a clip of Patio Lanterns High on there, or you can tune into our Twitch live stream, or even they stay up actually after recording for a little bit. Yeah, so
speaking of the live stream,
we'll
have to see comments. But hey, a lot of character development in episode 3 or part 3 of
Patio Lanterns. That one, it was like serious. It was like it was like serious, somber. I felt like the first two episodes of Patio Lanterns High, it kind of gave the impression of this like really melodramatic but almost like comedy show, and we really hammed it up. Like, it was ridiculous. But this time we took it back down to like the ground level, like, okay, quintuplets, stretching it a little bit, but it was serious, and there's a message there, you know. That's what friends do. They visit each other when one of them goes to juvie.
Reminds me of us when we were in jail, and we had a friend come visit us to really, you know, pull us up our bootstraps.
You know, yeah, that actually
brought
happened.
Us to our future. Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the bootstraps part, but the rest of it is completely true. Let's see here. I kind of want to follow what we did. Well, actually, I actually want to start off with a question, Ryan.
Oh, that's nice.
What happened to Threads?
Threads, I downloaded it, and it's like, it's trash. I never liked Twitter too much in the first place, now called X.
Noted Twitter basher.
Yeah. And, you know, Threads is just, I don't know. I downloaded it once, and I put out a thread, thought it was going to go viral, and it got two likes, Kurt. And that was discouraging for my fragile ego. So I haven't really gone back to threading since.
Well, like, when was that? Was not last episode, but the episode prior, probably.
Yeah.
That we talked about. I feel like it went dead quiet. Mm-hmm. Dead quiet. It was like the fastest downloaded app in history, and I have not heard about it since.
Yeah. Yeah, like usually you'd see, I don't know, like Twitter, at least you see like tweets on people's like Facebook or Instagram pages, you know, or stories. News articles. I don't see any threads in anything.
No. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I think short meta people, calling it now. Short them. Get them out of here.
The next thing, like, did you see that Twitter's rebranding? Elon's back at it. He's rebranding Twitter to X.
This reminds me of when Patio Lanterns put their lanterns at an angle for 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months or so. That was a big rebrand. We went back to straight.
Right. That was in our, like, I don't know what era you would call it, but like our edgy era.
Yeah.
Kind of like, we're trying to like be cool, do something different, and like ride the wave.
Everyone's gonna notice.
Yeah, I don't know. X. And then I kept seeing like maybe they don't even own the trademark. Like, maybe it's already even I saw like maybe Meta owns it or Microsoft. So I don't even know if it's gonna happen. I don't even know if it's possible.
That'd be hilariously short-sighted if they didn't even realize that it was trademarked and used it. I mean, oof, that's interesting. But, you know, I was thinking when you were talking about how, you know, Twitter appears in news articles, I feel like the only point of cable TV news stations now are to appear in cuts for like YouTube videos or other documentaries or movies, where they'd be like, there's like, they flash through like 10 reporters going through the same topic.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, there's a fire today over this. And there's a fire over it, though. And then they like switch to 12 different people talking about like the same thing, maybe adding like a different sentence. That's the only purpose I could think of for cable news anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I can't argue that. I don't watch cable news. Mm-hmm. So it's just no.
Just no.
I just get my info from tweets and threads. Mm-hmm. And Patio Lanterns, the number one source of COVID news. during the COVID pandemic. I do think we should run through Song of the Summer nominations again, because then we get into more of the juicy stuff after. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, do you have any nominations?
I don't know if I said this from Jon Favreau last episode.
Oh.
Do you have Paradise to Me on there by Nico Moon?
You didn't say it on the episode.
Yeah.
But I wrote it down.
I sent you the video or mentioned it to you. But yeah, that's an official nomination from friend of the show, Jon Favreau. And he says, I'm quoting him here, he'll never listen to the pod again if this doesn't win.
Is that a threat? Like, how am I supposed to take that?
It sounds like a threat, yeah. you gotta put that into consideration.
Sure thing, John. Nico Moon, Paradise to Me. What's the status of George Strait's Write This Down? You brought it up awkwardly, and you said,
I think it's a suggestion.
No, like, Song of the Summer nomination suggestions?
Is it not a nom or not? It's not
a
nomination for me. I was making fun of it because it was just fucking hilarious that this guy is telling his woman to, write this down, baby. And it's up for grabs.
I'm not nominating it.
Yeah, I'm not nominating it.
Why would I
feel like I was talking about the song for
like
10 minutes.
It's a mind game. Like,
I'm talking about the song for 10 minutes.
I'm saying
that people can grab it if they want. I'm not getting nominated. I'm not putting my name on that.
Okay. What does that say about
it? Okay. Okay.
You're like a psychopath. Okay. Yeah. Nico Moon, Paradise to Me. I have a few. Actually, I'll start with another nom from friend of the show, and then I'll get into mine, if that's okay. Friend of the show, Derek, noted bald listener, gives good shaving tips for the old scalp,
the noggin,
if you recall. Alan Walker, Endless Summer. Mm-hmm. Did you have a chance to listen to that one?
I did. It's got all the kind of keywords that we're looking for in there. It's got a lot going for it on its own merit. I haven't heard it before he mentioned it though, so I feel like I'm gonna have to listen to it a few times
He had mentioned it, like, new music usually comes out like Thursdays at midnight or at like 9 o'clock, and he mentioned it like right after that, so it was like brand new. I didn't love it. It was, it felt like it was catering to us, but it also just, there was something missing. It didn't have like soul or something.
Yeah, it was like if ChatGPT wrote a song in the summer for Patio Lanterns.
Write that down. Maybe we'll do that after.
Write that down, Derek.
Alan Walker, the singer, I didn't know who he was, except I had a couple songs, but I just wanted to take this opportunity to highlight one song that he's featured in. And so it's called PS5 Fortnite Battle Pass Edition. If you've ever heard of PS5 or Fortnite.
I think so.
Ryan?
Yeah.
So the one girl who is the main singer, like Salem Elise, she does all these if they're parody songs or what you would call them, but anyway, she has this one song called PS5, and then she has one song called PS4, and then she has like all these different versions of like PS3, Xbox, and PS5, and then there's this one called PS5 Fortnite Battle Edition. Alan Walker's in it, and there's this one part that cracks me up every time. Because it goes into like she sings, and then it cuts to some other guy, and it's like Fortnite Battle Pass. I just shit out my ass, booted up my PC because I need to get that Fortnite Battle Pass. I like Fortnite. Did I mention Fortnite? I like Fortnite. It's nighttime. Yeah, I mean, it's 5 o'clock. That's basically nighttime. Anyway, you should check that out. It's not a nomination. It's just a suggestion.
Okay, I was just about to ask. Yeah, someone can pick that up if they're looking to boost their roster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have more? Because otherwise I have a few more nominations.
No, no more noms. That was okay. Pretty heavy previous episode.
I know. So, and I said I was there's something wrong. There's been feeling off, but I've been soaking up the sun and I've been getting that like sun energy and inspiration. Mm-hmm. So, John Harvey, Paint My Lips is one nomination.
Okay. Don't know that one.
No, it's kind of like a punk pop rock song maybe. Mm-hmm. Another one I wouldn't normally consider like for Patio Lanterns, but I just can't. I love it so much. It's Scott Hellman, Every Time, and then in brackets, Drive By. And it's really nostalgic. Makes me think of me and my high school girlfriend. It's really
you
good.
You and Susie.
Yeah. Okay, so I told you I'd started watching The Bear.
Yeah.
The show The Bear. Actually about cooking. I was a little put off by that at first, but I adapted. I gave it a chance. And I wouldn't say they don't really have a theme per se. Like they don't have like a Friends intro credits, but they have like one song that they've used kind of like as a theme. They play it like a couple times in the first season. Like they play it like in the second scene of the first episode, but it's called you might have heard this. It's called New Noise by Refused.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a rockin' song.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's 20 years old or something. So anyways, it absolutely rocks. I have been listening to it all the time. It just gets you wound up. It makes me stressed out. I actually, the first time I listened to it, I couldn't move. I was too stressed out. That one's a good one. And then finally, Morgan Wade, 80s movie. Oh,
I thought you were for sure going to say Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen?
No. No.
Friend of the show, Joe Ram, hates Morgan Wallen, by the way.
Yeah, I believe it.
I could see that. All right, Morgan Wade, though.
Yeah, she, again, I normally wouldn't think she would be up for Patio Lantern song this summer. But this song hits all the right notes. Like, you know, 80s movie, 80s, the 80s decade is so summer. It's so summer. And then I think the turning point was when she mentioned Tom Cruise. And I was like, oh, yeah, that works.
Yeah, you put on those shades.
But she does say something. She says, like, running my hands through your Tom Cruise hair. And I was like hair? I don't think when people think of Tom Cruise, they think of his hair so much. Mm. I mean, he's got like the hair going in Mission Impossible 2 when he's putting on his shades, but he's not like a hair guy, you know? Like there's some guys that are like nice hair. Like they're known for their hair. Like I think she even mentions with Patrick Swayze, what's the movie he's in? Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing. And yeah. He's got like a nice head of hair in that movie. Boy. And in all his movies, and he's dancing and he's lifting up baby in the sky. But she doesn't say running my hands through your Patrick Swayze hair. She says Tom Cruise hair. Mm. So whatever. So those are my nominations. So we're up to, looks like we're up to 16 on the year here.
Nice. Yeah. I think we should start publishing the list to Instagram just to get, you know, people get right. Those songs percolating, you know, listeners, now's the time. By next episode, we're going to be like early mid-August here. And yeah, if you don't get them in by next episode, you might only have one more chance after that. It might be too late after that. So I think now is your, if you're listening to this, for the love of God, get them in as fast as you can. That's all.
Yeah, I love the urgency. Good idea. Yeah, we'll be posting some stuff to Instagram. I've been on the content. I've been feeling the content. I just cannot stop posting things I think are funny. I was actually going to say, you know, look out for the lost episode because I hadn't done that in a while, right?
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, what if we actually made the lost episode? Like, what if the lost episode actually came out? And so I actually made some good progress yesterday on the lost episode. Holy so shit. I'm actually feeling good about the lost episode. So,
Just like you said all along, it's coming fall 2023.
I thought it was August, but it might have been 22. I can't remember. I want to say it was definitely August.
2022 for sure.
Okay. But August 2023, just like I said. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be ready. Could be ready next week. The loss.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
To tide you folks over while we're on our like usual kind of 1 week hiatus right before the long weekend here in BC. I think it'll be ready. So I made a good dent in it yesterday. And that's what I was saying. Like I was going through old episodes and I was actually cracking up. I was just laughing out loud at some of the stuff we were saying and some of the, I feel like we had some good runs there. We had some good runs in 2018 and 2019 where we had like these ridiculous intros, like either like musics or edits. And then some of the topics and stuff were great. And, I was laughing, but, I think the lost episode it's coming. It's right there. The lost episode, folks.
So excited. That's going to be something. 5 years in the making, really.
And it's been so long. I was thinking, I don't remember what the story is behind the last episode. Like, because we've lost many episodes over the years.
Yeah, I think when I remember we had a recording where we just had all these, we had all these clips. Like we had all these different like skits or like audio clips of us just like doing different like random ass things. And then I don't remember what the topic was or if there was a theme or anything. This was years ago.
So it wasn't ever like its own like standalone where it was, we were doing a regular recording and then we just lost it. It was, it was always meant to be like this special episode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the original lost episode. And I feel like, and I might be able to actually fact check this, but I feel like it was like technically like our 12th or episode or something. Like it wasn't very far into our run. Anyways, it has definitely evolved since then. It's going to be different than what we had dreamt up 5 years ago or 4 or 5 years ago, whenever we actually were working on it. But it's going to be funny. It's going to be fun actually, I think, especially for newer listeners that haven't gone back and listened, since day one. We don't think of you any different, but you should definitely check that out to be a real Lanternite. So there'll be some good stuff in there for sure. It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's
and actually, I was going through, so I always bring up, well, I was saying how we did like some crazy, we did some good stuff back in 18 and 19, but I was like going through the list. Man, we had like the best intros. Like I felt like we put more effort into some of the post-production back then. Like I was like several minute long intros or like intros with several so different long. Like video and music clips mashed together. Like that takes time to like get all those audio clips and then mash them together and put them in the right spot. And I'm like listening and like who did this? And anyways, I was having fun listening. And I had a couple more takeaways. So the first one was actually it's related. They're both related to the Late Show with Kent MacDonald, if you recall.
Okay. Yeah, the one with the clapping in the episode.
With the audience laughter. Mm. So the first thing I wanted to say is, do people ever ask you for like a recommendation? Like new listeners, first time listeners, did they ask you for an episode or do you give an episode?
Yeah, it's been a hot minute since it was asked for recommendation, but it has happened in the past for sure. And sometimes it depends if they know one of the friends of the shows that we've interviewed. Yeah. Usually I suggest someone that they're connected with, if possible.
Okay, I see. So you pick like an interview one, something familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So mine,
just to interject. If they don't know anyone, my go-to is the episode with Keith Cook, Carlson Ross. Like, I think that is like all time, like so fucking funny to me.
Only a few minutes of us talking to him.
I know. It's just the quality of those few minutes is It's too much. Too much to handle.
Yeah, that was one of the ones I was going through yesterday. I was listening to. That's why I was like going through. So I always say, to answer my own question, is my first thought is The Late Show. I love The Late Show. And I bring this up, I feel like, every year. I still cannot get over how Kent McDonald hated the audience, the live studio audience. I listened to that. And that episode is near perfect for me. And the only thing is, I wonder, is it a good introduction? Because it's so unique in that no other episode has the audience. And it's a one-off. So like, is it a good episode to get people introduced to it? Cause then they'll go on to the next one and it'll be different. It won't be like that. The show's not like that. We don't have an audience like that. So what do you think? Like, is that a good choice or a bad choice for a first time listener?
Ooh, yeah, I think it's a good choice. I think, the editing, they'll love all the energy in there. You know, Kent brings a good topics to the table. Love that. I'm thinking of it, give it a re-listen.
It is so good, Ryan. Like, so Kent, we have Kent on there for like an hour. Like, it's a long ass interview. Like, we go for a long time before, just the two of us. And then it's like, and now we got Kent McDonald on. And then you look at how much time's left in the episode. There's like a full hour left and it just keeps going. I like it. I noticed like it's got Coffey Anderson mentioned. It mentions Keith Cook, Carlson Ross, because it takes place right after the Keith Cook, Carlson Ross episode. It's got a great Ryan's rant. It's got a rant from me where I'm just going off on like something so inconsequential. I'm going off on Superstore. I'm just like, this is stupid how it doesn't have, it's got light bulbs in the wrong section and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the laugh track just cracks me up because we're like hamming it up. And then we put in the laugh track after. And some of them, it's like the timing is actually so good. Like, we say something stupid and the audience is, ha ha ha. And then like Kent's unaware that what we're doing too. And we're like, okay. We're like talking to the audience and the audience like comes in. And then there's also the one part with Kent that always gets me is it's right at the start of the interview with Kent. And it's a brilliant, you're actually funny in this episode, Ryan. That's the thing I noticed. Like, you're actually like pretty funny. I was like, wow. And so you're like building up to ask Kent a question and you're like, talking about, the audience is laughing because we just introduced Kent. The audience is laughing and you're like, did you hear about like how Liam Neeson and his girlfriend got raped? And then the audience is still kind of laughing. Like, I didn't plan it like this. It kind of just happened. The audience is still laughing and then it just goes dead silent when you say raped. And it's like, it goes super serious. It's like, holy shit. And then it's all of a sudden turns into the story about how Liam Neeson went hunting down like racist. We were talking about racist Taken, how he's hunting down people. Right. And it's a really great episode.
Yeah. And then like, I feel like, I forget what I said exactly, but I remember like the introduction just put Kent on the spot like so badly. Like,
it did.
It wasn't like a kind way to interview. Like, it was totally just like getting him in there, like throwing you into the thick of it.
Yeah, it was really good. That's what, like, because it was that, it started out with that Liam Neeson story, which went on for like 2 minutes. And then you were like, so my question for you, Kent, what are you afraid of most or something like that or something? And he's like, oh, wow, he's really taken off guard. And then he actually answers it pretty well. He only takes like a moment to think about it. And then he comes up with some bullshit chairlift story.
Right.
But, I was just, looking back and we had some really banger episodes. And so I'm looking forward to the Lost episode, which is going to come out shortly. Actually, I can see the light and it's going to highlight some moments, I think.
Yeah. This is going to be like, when TV series have like those kind of recap episodes, of like moments that did or didn't happen, like in Community, I think they did one. It's just going to be like that.
Except I think it's all going to be moments that did happen.
Oh, good. Okay. Say no more, fam. Alexander Grant. We got to talk about Alexander Grant. This might be a recurring topic for indefinitely at this rate. Mm-hmm. Big Grant success right now. We got over 80 connections or followers over the last since last episode. So that's pretty good. I think Alexander's really finding his niche. There's a couple moments I think are just really they make me laugh just thinking about it. First one I'm gonna highlight is there's this gal on LinkedIn, Gina, who posted this absolute thirst trap on LinkedIn. And like it's just you know that when someone when you hit that like button, it's gonna be put on to like 100 people's feed. So he's finding this post about like getting him sunshine and all that, very insightful. So I feel like Alexander might just continue flirting with this gal on LinkedIn, just for everyone to see. I like that. And then, all right, our best post since last episode has to be the one about going bald. So I don't know if I'm going to read this whole thing because it is a fucking essay, but it's so good. It's just like, have you ever considered how certain physical traits can enhance our professional lives? Today, I want to share a personal insight that is being a game changer for me. Being bald, bald emoji. And then it goes on to like five things that have changed. Streamlined morning routine, minimal maintenance, confident presence, distraction-free focus, embracing uniqueness. And it's just, the hashtags are good. Bald and business focused, hashtag embracing uniqueness, hashtag productivity unleashed. And so far, Kurt, you and I are the only ones to like it.
I know, but, yeah.
You know, once we get more of a
presence. You posted that in the brain expansion group too. You posted it twice. I was like, because I have seen it twice on my feed now. I'm like seeing it as like Kurt. I'm seeing like this bald post from Alexander Grant, and then I see it again.
Oh, I thought the brain expansion group was private group. That's why I posted twice.
I thought I saw it from like Kurt's point of view, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Any top Alexander Grant moments from you?
I really was caught. Well, it's really the stuff that the followers and the connections won't see. It's in the DMs. The DMs make me crack up. You won't see it. You'll just get like now that we've put in like what do we have CEO in there? I don't know. We have all this consulting and coaching leader or whatever. Yes, and then you start posting in groups, and now we have people reaching out to us that want to be hired by us or they want to connect, and then I don't know. You just get people. You get like bots, and then you also get people just rambling on. And then I will log on once in a while and see that you, Randy, have like replied or had a full-on conversation with someone, and they're just rambling on about something. And then you go and just pivot completely 180 degrees, or you just tell them to expand so that it just really just eggs them on. And I'm just like reading through this like marathon chat, and I'm just laughing. You're like, oh yeah, that sounds great. Please tell me more.
Yeah, I think someone asked me to join a group, and I said, please let me read the vision, mission, and value statements before joining the group. Like, I want to see what this is all about.
Yeah.
And, you know, just stuff like that. And then, yeah, there's been conversations that have been like bot on bot where I feel like I just use the auto reply. Like, we've talked about this before on LinkedIn, where it's just like they have like three options for you to say something and you just throw it out there. And the other person's doing the same thing. Just love to see it.
Yes. We had at least one person that wanted to call Alexander Grant, hop on a call, but we haven't followed through at this point.
He's been busy.
It's fun. Actually, so Alexander Grant came up for me and a friend of mine that listens to the show, was getting quite frustrated that he's not on LinkedIn, so he was getting frustrated when he couldn't find Alexander Grant on Google.
Oh.
So... we need to get him like to the top of the search engine there.
Okay, I gave him a unique URL. So,
but you type in Alexander Grant on Google, you're gonna get a bunch of different other people.
So, linkedin.com/in/inspirewithpassion will take you to Alexander Grant's page.
Yeah, but they're not on LinkedIn, so I'm saying they're trying to like, who is this guy? Like, what's his history here? Where does he come from? Where did he grow up?
Yeah.
Like doing a background check. Is this legitimate? Mm-hmm. And they cannot find him on Google by typing in Alexander Grant. So.
Maybe we'll have to get more detailed, like make him a website and, you know, Alexander Grant.
Expand beyond LinkedIn.
Yeah, just really make it official.
I love Alexander Grant. I've been using him in the memes quite a bit on Instagram. Makes me happy. I really was proud of my Spider-Man one.
Yeah, top notch. You've been just on an absolute tear this last month with memes. Yeah. Like it goes like under the radar, but like that's a lot. You're putting in those hours, man. You're just generating that content like no other.
We're content creators. Mm. We're content leaders in the marketplace.
I'd say so.
There's a couple. We're gonna get to the silent disco.
Yes. Okay.
But not right now. First, Jason Aldean. What are your thoughts?
Jason Aldean. All right. I feel
he
like
was canceled. But then I just read his song. Try that in my town. Try that in a small town is skyrocketing up the charts. So you got two sides. You got one side that hates him. He's canceled, and you got another side, his fans that are, they love it. Mm. It's not racist at all. They love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Try that in a small town. Absolutely. I mean, I don't think he says anything explicitly. I don't even know if it's racist, but it's just like, it's obvious that it's just violent. I think that's what people are reacting to. Like obviously, if you try that in a small town, someone's going to like hang you from a tree or something like that. You know, it just makes you wonder. I don't know if it's racist, but it's just like, Jesus.
I didn't think much, like, because the song came out a few months ago, and it was only when the music video was released recently that it really got people in it.
Yeah, it really took off.
So when I listened to it a few months ago, I thought, like, this is funny in a patio lanterns type of way, so we kind of shared that, but I didn't think much of it beyond that. And but now the music video came out that added a ton of more fuel to the fire, and it's taken off. And then it was like taken down off some country music website, but it was still on YouTube. They absolutely love it. They love it just as much as the Mission Impossible trailer. They're like, this is amazing. Like, Jason, you rock. I'm a black man in America. And this is
I'm a black nurse, and I support this song. And I'm
you
a
got
black
Coffee Anderson posting on LinkedIn. Like trying to find the racism. Oh my god.
Coffee is absolutely unhinged. But the video, from what I remember, it was just like pretty much showing like Black Lives Matter protesters.
Yeah.
Like looting, and then it cuts back to Jason saying try that in a small town.
He's
kind of
got that country hunch, like, and he's got his big round face and his cowboy hat. He's like, try that in my small town. because he's always got his knees like slightly bent, kind of.
Right.
That's kind of what he's got going on.
Yeah.
Oh, my back. Good stuff. The disco.
It was a success.
The disco. I want to start from the beginning.
Oh, okay. Please do.
This is a big. So we hyped it up. This was not last weekend, but the weekend before. We had the silent disco, a Hawaiian luau disco at the Bench 1775 Winery here or near me in Naramata. So it was like outdoor setting on their patio overlooking Okanagan Lake. Absolutely beautiful, gorgeous night. So I was interested on day one. I said, that's what I need. I need a disco that is silent. And Randy joined me. So he came down on Friday, Randy. So you come into my apartment, Ryan.
Yeah.
And the first thing you do is you start wandering around like a LinkedIn lunatic, and you start sticking your fingers in all my plants, and you start picking them up and shaking them. Like, I'm like, you like walk in and put your bags down. Next thing I know, you're over by the window. You got a couple of my plants picked up. There's leaves falling off. I look away and come back. Your finger 6 inches deep in the soil. I'm just like, what's going on here? And like, you've been to my place before. You've seen you know, 9 out of 10 plants here. And except you're still going around like sniffing them, you're feeling all the leaves and stuff. I'm like, what? Like, who does this? Whose house is this? Like, where's your okay. plant manners?
You know, if you're
really like clean. Opening and closing doors and cupboards, like, what's in here?
Yeah, if you're a real plant daddy, you'd understand, Kurt. You're just saying hi. This is how you say hi to the plants. You know? Give them a good shaking.
It's
kind of like saying, like, hey, how are you, kiddo? Like, you're.
It's like hands. If a cat had hands, and it's like you're going around, like, checking everything out. Like,
oh, yeah,
you're poking your head in there.
Way too many dead leaves on these things. You got to pluck them out of your drone.
Okay, so that was pretty funny. And then, so we went to the beach, and I knew this, like, I've always known this, and we've talked about it, how you don't wear sunglasses often. Like, you don't need them. But it was, like, this steaming hot, sunny day, and you're just standing on the beach, like, staring directly into the sun. And, like, and no flinching or anything. It's like how is that even humanly possible? Like, I turned on I turned this headlamp on earlier to try and get good lighting for the podcast, instantly blinded. But you... I could shine this in your eyes and you would be like just taking it. You'd be like, yeah.
Love it. More. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, sunglasses made everyone soft. That's what
maybe just, like your resistance to soft. The rays is like superhuman. Mm. And then I'm wondering what the people are thinking. Like after going to the lake, after taking a dip, getting sand, going lying in the sand. You know, should you be showering after going out to the big silent disco is it okay? Cause you just like rinsed off in the lake.
Yeah. I'm a big proponent. You know, just hop in the lake, you know, that'll do it for you. Just throw on a little deodorant and you'll be
no, like, you don't even, it's not like you don't even have to like wash your hair.
Yeah.
You cool. Get good. Just gone to the shower.
Yeah, I could write a whole LinkedIn post about this. I mean, Alexander, he talked about it in his 5 reasons why being bald is fantastic. Like you don't have to worry about it. Kurt comes back from the beach. He's an absolute mess. He's got like, if he had like the messy bun, like version for guys, like his hair is, he's got this Donald Trump hair going on. God, he doesn't know what year it is. He's oiled up, you know, like he's got to get that off of him. So, I get it. But, you know, showering the lake's good enough. The lake is good enough, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's, I don't know. Whatever. I was willing to let it slide. I still think, like, it's kind of weird. But anyways, so then we went out. We went out. We grabbed some dinner. The disco started at 7. We wanted to be fashionably late. We didn't want to be the first ones on the D floor. So we went and picked up some Mexican food.
Tequila Vallarta.
Yeah, it was very good. Some jumbo margaritas. And then we stumbled into the bench, moderately intoxicated. And first silent disco for you as well, right, Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it was great. I had a great time. Like, just put it on the headphones. They give you headphones. I mean, you walk in there, it's like pretty much silent. You see all these people dancing like clowns. Put on these headphones. They gave us 3 channels to choose from. We got a DJ DJing 3 different mixes up there. And they're all like unique. You kind of got like a pop, electronic, and then like a rock, and then I don't know, another rock, another variation. But they're all pretty unique channels. So you could flip through a little bit and you can control the volume. I don't know. And also the view was stunning.
Oh, stunning.
So like, I don't know. Way better than a normal nightclub.
I realized that was like, I'm so used to the only time I've ever really been dancing is when these clubs where it's dark out. But, you know, the sun is shining and setting, you know, like it's beautiful. You got the open air. That's just a completely different vibe from dancing in the club, balls full above, you know, like it's just a whole different sensation. I'm a big supporter. I think they're doing a country version coming up soon. Maybe Jason Aldean, Don't Do That in a Small Town, will be on there.
Do you think they to play exclusively country music though? Because it's not like they play Hawaiian music.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, it was Hawaiian. Like a little disappointing is we never got the opportunity to go up for Best Dressed.
Yeah, they just, I don't know if they did it early or they just didn't do it at all.
Mm-hmm. School bus back to the Parrot. I like that. I like the school bus. I haven't been on it. It just makes me feel like a little kid sitting in the back. You know, you got all the your windows down, sitting with your buddy. Like you're just on a little trip, not a care in the world.
And then we hit up the Parrot.
The Parrot, yes. Yeah, the Parrot. One of the better nights at the Parrot I've ever had.
It was. Yeah, I mean it was pretty good. I was riding that Silent Disco high. It was a noticeably worse experience on the dance floor, though. Mm. Is the only thing is like we peaked on the dance floor at the bench because you had the view, you had the outdoors, you had the better music, you had you could choose the music and the volume, and then you went to the Parrot DJ. I didn't think it was very good, and yeah, it's just not as nice of a venue. You're in the dingy Parrot, like. You know, the bar there, you know, the bar there is, they're in a pit, hey, those bartenders.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I feel like you see that before, and it's kind of feels like a power,
move
thing, not move, but,
just power.
Yeah. Like by putting the customers elevated, like they feel more comfortable and powerful. Mm. Mm-hmm. But they like overdid it at the Parrot. Like they overdid it. Like the bars at my knees, I feel like one little bump from somebody behind me, I'm going head over heels.
Yeah, it's got that platform. Head. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting into the bar there. It's dangerous. I don't know. The Parrot's kind of. Yeah, it's such a rant. It's so best weird.
Club in
it's
Penta such a
random crowd. It's the only spot. Well, it's the only spot that's like has. Well, it's unique. Yeah. The spot like stays open and late, and yeah, it's something.
I think the key, if you're a single guy out there, is to go to these kind of events like the Silent Disco, and then you end up at the same, you know, a similar venue in the evening. So, you know, we're up there, you know, we see some people around our age, you know, we get chatting to them. It's you know, it's a good transition. You got that commonality before you're at your evening, your Parrot.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I liked that it was at 7 o'clock. You know, so you're done early. You're done at 10 o'clock. Yeah, you get to see the sunset in the summer. Oh, beautiful.
That's what we live for.
Yeah, man. I was ready. I was at the optimal drinking level and mood, general mood. And then they gave us the 2 wine tickets. We weren't sure what we were going to get for drink tickets. You were hounding those jello shots. You were like, give me that. And slurping those down like oysters.
I was trying to get the free food too. Because
were all over the free food. Like once you walked out the door, like taking off your headphones and running over there.
Yeah.
That was, that was a good time at the Silent Disco. I would recommend. I would like to do that again. These grasshoppers. You seen this?
Oh, out of control. Out of control. Oh, absolutely, man. Like I was just house sitting with Lissa, and we were up at this property in Ellison. They have a big garden, which is, you know, a friend of the show, Joe Ram, used to live in Ellison. It's a lot of crazy stuff going on there. I did see some crazy shit, but save that for another day. The grasshopper situation in this garden, it was like a swarm of locusts. I'm walking through the garden, just getting hit on all sides by these little fuckers, right? They're coming out of nowhere.
I was sending these grasshopper things to you and no reply. And I'm thinking,
I just wanted to wait.
Yeah, these people think I'm crazy, but I'll show them. And turns out you're fully on board. Like they're out. They're out and about. Like they're taking over. There's a swarm.
Yeah.
So I had heard, I always see online, like people say, like, what happened to bug splatter? Like, I think it's like climate change has led to there's just less bugs out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now, and I didn't notice this last year, Ryan, the grasshoppers are making a huge comeback.
Yeah.
What's the reason here?
Okay. I'll address the bug population. Yeah, when you go for a drive these days, I think it's like noticeably less bug splatter. Maybe like 80% less bug splatter. Like I can drive all the way from, you know, Kelowna to Vancouver, and minimal bug splatter on the car window. And that just wasn't the case 10 years ago. Turns out, I think globally, bug populations are down like 90%. Like something ridiculous. So we're losing a lot of our bugs, and you're like, hey, isn't that a good thing? Well, no, it's not like the shitty bugs like mosquitoes. It's just, you know, like all the, you know, includes all the small ones, you know, just everything that keeps our ecosystems healthy. So yeah, it's not a good thing, but I'm glad you noticed that. The grasshopper thing, I can't figure out what the fuck's happening. I don't know yeah. why this happened. Like, did Moses tell the Pharaoh to, you know, like, let my people go and release the locust swarm onto the pagan population? Like, I don't know. I can't figure it out.
They're like, they're all over my patio. All yeah. over. I go out there and I start looking around, I see them, or I start watering my plants, and you see them go hop it out of there. They are hopping the hell out of there. I was out there the other day on the weekend. Next day, yesterday, Monday, I wake up. I am this. Can you see that?
Is that bruise?
Yeah. Huh. I don't know where it came from, but I obviously have one idea, one suspicion. There's only one bug hoppy enough to do that.
Yeah. It's a big bruise. It's a big bruise. It's like a baseball size thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm hoping to God they're not inside the house.
Yeah. Forget about it.
Like these grasshoppers, out of control. And the other thing, did you see me? This is actually a great tip for all our listeners out there. Great tip for all our listeners. We haven't done this in a while. I have been working on stretching my pants. And so I read online that if you soaked your pants, specifically in the areas that you wanted to stretch out, in my case, it was almost everywhere. So you soak your pants, and then you can kind of stretch them. You kind of knead them like cookie dough a little bit by your hands. But the best bet is to get in them, like put them on, and then you could do like lunges and stuff. So I like freaking, I got two pairs of pants I want to stretch a little bit, specifically at the waist. But one pair really almost everywhere, thighs and waist. And so I just soaked them. I soaked these pants. So there's one pair of white pants, and I just absolutely soaked them. I put them on. I'm dripping around my apartment on the weekend, and I'm sliding around, and I'm doing lunges and squats and everything. I'm sitting down on the couch. You know what? I think it's been working. I think they're stretching out a little bit. So
hey, good for you, man.
Try that out, guys. And then the other pair of pants, same thing, except different material. And they're like a chino. Like, you know, the chino pants, common pants. The one thing I found out, they're like water resistant. I freaking like soak these in the tub. I leave them there for like 5 minutes. I come back, the water just like trickles off. Like they're dry. They're dry pants, Brian.
Incredible. Incredible technology.
I mean, eventually I managed to get them wet enough. And luckily I really just need the waistband stretch. I got them wet enough, put those puppies on too. And now I'm making some progress. So little tip there for our Lantern Night listeners. If you want to stretch some pants, you don't need to go back and buy some new pants. You can stretch them at home. Just wear them wet. It's a good cooling tip for the summer. Tip number one, get a bidet. That'll cool you right off. And tip number two, just wear all your clothes wet.
Yeah, Kurt, I need clothing help here. I'm getting oil stains. Oil stain on my shirt. How do you get these oil stains?
You should shower more often.
from food, you dog. It's like you're eating something, and inevitably
you're still, like eating like a comic book or a cartoon.
You're a taco here, and.
Yeah,
it spills. And
why are you eating a taco like that? You're eating it like a burger.
We're on a podcast. All right.
You look like me wringing out that guy's neck earlier. Patty Lantern, huh?
The oil ends up on the shirt, and I can't figure out. I try to put dish soap on there. you know, wash it cold, whatever. It doesn't seem to do the trick. It doesn't want to come off. And then some people are telling me, oh, dish soap leaves stains on clothes as well. I don't know what to do.
Oil might be moved.
Yeah.
I'm not the person to talk about stains, but you might be hooped. I feel like oil's tough. So I actually have, like when I was wearing my wet pants, and one of them's white. Did I mention that? They're white pants. Mm. At some point, the stain came, it resurfaced out of nowhere. I was like, I'm like as clean as I'll ever be. So when I'm putting these pants on, and then there's nothing I'm doing or sitting on that would do it. I thought, like, is it merging with the towel I'm sitting on the couch? Like, I feel like maybe if I just kept standing for like several hours and didn't sit down at all, maybe that would have helped. I don't know what's there's like these darker pockets that are part of the pants. I don't know if that's like dripping into the pant leg. Anyway, so it's like a slight discoloration, and it still is. So someone recommended is it OxyClean? OxyClean, right?
Is that the one from like those late night commercials? That crazy guy?
OxyClean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's and the one. Is it the Billy Mays or whatever?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't think so. Oh, maybe. So OxyClean and then also Tide Pen. So I haven't tried it yet, but I'm gonna try and see what I can do there. But that is for white. I don't know if it's also would be for all colors or not. Mm-hmm. But like white, like I just chucked a white polo in the trash because it had armpit stains from the enormous amount of sweat it's absorbed over the years. So that's the thing with white. It just has an expiration date, like no matter what, what you do.
Yeah, there's no going back from that. I did a presentation to the tech community last week.
Okay.
For Accelerate Okanagan for the Patio Dates company. And there was about five other founders also pitching their ideas. I saw guys out there, light colored shirts, huge, huge wet pits going on here. Absolute rookie mistake. Take him seriously. You can't even think about wearing a light colored shirt on a presentation like that. Like that, I don't know what they were thinking. I wanted to put my hand up like, hey, like, did you
should have like
put your arms down.
You should have like over exaggerated like your secondhand embarrassment. You should have been like, oh my God, or something, and like put your hand in your head in your arms or something, like really over really obnoxiously, over the top reacted.
Next time. Anyway, very scary public speaking. Gets the heart going for sure. It made me realize there's only been a few times I've spoken to groups of more than 50 people in my life at once. You know, like it's not an occurrence that happens very often.
There was more than 50 people there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, quite a bit. Do you find that podcasting helps?
I think so. I think back to the pod a lot in my day-to-day life. I might write a LinkedIn post about this, but it certainly gives that extra confidence boost and to know that I'm the best speaker on Spotify. So it's all coming together, right?
And so that's even after we got hacked by North Korea the other week. And so if you're listening to this on Spotify, it means either you're a new listener or you found our show again, because it got taken completely off Spotify. Terrible. So we lost our millions of followers.
Yeah, and the people that were probably downloading every week as well, or had like who are following us.
Downloads?
Yeah, you can do the automatic download.
It was tough. Like Spotify has kind of raked us over the coals a little bit.
Yeah, and we only have 2 5-star ratings on here.
Yeah, and so like we're still the highest rated podcast on Spotify. We're still the highest rated podcast in the world on Apple Podcasts. I'm tied. But I don't know. Just goes to show how strong our fan base was. I was looking at our numbers again, and unfortunately, they're skewed now because it actually got rid of some of the Spotify stats. But, you know, Amazon Music still up there for listeners. I think Canada maybe has taken back the top spot over US. Yeah. I think like Austria is up there, like top three, top five. Austria is a good country for us.
Yeah, the ones in the States, that has me intrigued. I love seeing all these other countries that kind of pop up. You're like, oh yeah, Australia, you know, New Caledonia. You know, Uruguay.
Like Ecuador is on there. Ecuador, I think.
Yeah. Like, fascinating. You there?
Yeah. Sorry. There was something
you
I was
kind of zoned
say.
Out on me there.
I was looking at my notes, making sure we covered everything. But there was one thing that you mentioned I thought that I was going to bring up, maybe. But I just can't remember what it is exactly. Right now, unfortunately.
Well, we're at that hour mark, aren't we?
Yeah, we're shooting for the hour mark here on our Twitch live stream. Folks, thanks for tuning in. It's been fun. Patio Lanterns Part 4 is going to come out. Did that even play?
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, there's applause.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. It was like super delayed for me. I didn't even get it the first time. Like I got the soundboard here, but it doesn't always work for me. Yeah, guys. So I have Patio Lantern Tide Part 4 coming soon. The last episode. It is coming soon. I can feel it. It's gonna be a banger of an episode. Hopefully. Right in time for the August long weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And we will talk to you next time.
Adios.
Here's the pistols.
Gonna give it to you. Fuck, wait for you to get it on your own. X gonna deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. If the non-stop pop out, I'm stainless steel. No heart getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make the motherfucker wonder if you get it. Damn right, can I do it again?